Someone Must Have Been Telling Lies by Katrina Miller.
Someone must have been telling lies about things. It was a plain sort of day in the park. The grass was wet, and the rain from the night before had filled in unseen random holes and dips, making them into grey paddling pools for the crows and rooks. Ronnie was keen to get back to his flat. He could feel the fine mist that had stayed firmly on the horizon until now arrive and cling to his arthritic knees and shoulders. He watched as his son Tommy ran joyfully around the park's duck pond, stopping only occasionally to study the bark of a silver birch or some ancient oak. In an anxious bid to coax Tommy to stay nearer to him and the rest of the visitors they'd arrived with, Ronnie lost his temper. He didn't mean to shout at his son, and was sure Tommy's mother, if she hadn't suddenly gone AWOL on Thursday morning, would have ticked him off for it. Mrs. Henderson threw Ronnie one of her "don't start" looks. He sometimes had the reputation of being a bit of a hothead, especially if his arthritis was playing up. There and then, he made a firm decision to keep his emotions under control. Through the drizzling mist, Ronnie could hear the voices of some teenage girls he'd walked past earlier. They were shouting for their tennis ball. "Well, it's not gonna come by itself, is it? A tennis ball is an inanimate object," Ronnie said in what he considered a stage whisper. "Behave yourself, Ronnie," he said to himself. "Behave." Mrs. Henderson looked delighted at Ronnie's restraint and touched him gently on his shoulder. He was really hitting it off with Mrs. H. These days, Ronnie loved these idyllic strolls in the fresh air. He sensed she got him, connected with him, and the feeling was mutual. Ronnie sat down in a bid to rest his weary legs. "You all right, pet?" Mrs. Henderson asked, offering Ronnie a biscuit from her picnic basket. Ronnie looked into her blue eyes and gave a large sigh. "Would you ever consider coming on a nice walk with me alone?" he asked, bracing himself for her answer. But none came. Mrs. Henderson was too preoccupied with pulling on the lead of Jenny, her prize poodle. Tommy, clearly bored with exploring the park and its contents, came running up with a bright yellow tennis ball. "Now, you know for a fact that you can't keep that," said Ronnie sternly. At his age, he should know that by now, Ronnie thought. Tommy, out of breath with the exertion of finding the ball, threw it rather impudently at his father's feet, then muttered something about finders keepers. Mrs. Henderson's poodle gave Tommy a large lick on the side of his face. Tommy just stood and stared at the ball his father had refused to let him keep. He didn't like his father sometimes. Who did he think he was? The boss? Sensing an argument brewing, Ronnie picked up the ball and gave it to Mrs. Henderson. "Thank you very much, Ronnie," she said in her lovely intonation. "Now, let's all walk down and give it back to the girls, shall we?" As they followed Mrs. Henderson to the bottom of the park, Ronnie had the privilege of viewing her in all of her splendour. "You do know that's taboo, don't you?" said Tommy, watching his father's eyes widen with admiration at Mrs. Henderson's tall, stately figure. "It's particularly not on, with Mum going missing and everything," added Tommy, making Ronnie lower his head in shame. Tommy was right. It wasn't on for a son to witness any weakness in his father. "But I wish I lived with you," thought Ronnie, imagining a blissful life with Mrs. H. He didn't even know her Christian name, although he suspected it might have been Alice. Ronnie's thoughts were interrupted suddenly when he spotted a poster stuck loosely on a lamppost. A mixture of shame and sadness engulfed him. "Missing since Thursday," it read. "Missing since Thursday, Tallulah." There was a photograph of Tommy's mother, but there had been an enormous typo because underneath it read, "Well-loved golden Labrador mother to little Tommy and mate to Ronnie." Ronnie felt faint. He wasn't a bloody dog. Was he? What the hell? What the bloody hell had happened? Ronnie's head swirled. He looked around for some sanity. Where was Mrs. Henderson? She would put things right, get to the bottom of it. Mrs. Henderson, there's been a terrible mistake, Ronnie shouted hysterically. There's been... Ronnie's voice trailed off as he disgraced himself on the wet grass. Licking his balls to give them a nice clean, he continued, Mrs. Henderson, where are you?